What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief.
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we've got two exciting things to say. Number one, we have officially joined the All Things Comedy Network.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, which is why we sound a little bit more formal today, because we're recording on much nicer equipment.
So nice.
Yeah. So this is it. This is like the new digs, guys. It's going to sound better.
Yeah.
It's going to look better. We've got
and
great
video now.
And our second exciting announcement is that we are joined today by the amazing Jared Fried.
Woo! Yeah! Bam, 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 bam. Comedian.
It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you and your Briefs.
Totes Preach.
Totes Preach.
Listen, it's such an honor to be your first guest in the new ATC studios.
Just
it's
breaking
really
it
feels
in with
good.
Us.
I'm happy to be here with you.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
Yeah,
you're in town from New York filming something for Snapchat. Maybe you've heard of it.
Snappies. hanging out, enjoying the weather and enjoying. You know, seeing what LA, the food.
Oh, yeah.
LA food, better than New York. I'll say
ooh,
hot take.
I love
hot take
that.
Out of the gates.
Oh, my gosh. We just lost half of our listeners after that comment.
Let's not be homers. I'm just saying, it's all follow the money. That's what I always say. Follow the money, okay? There's more room here to open up great places, to take more chances. It's cheaper to open a restaurant. In New York, you can't take the type of chances that you can take here.
That's a good point.
That's the thing. I'm not talking. Let's not get emotional with that, okay? This is the problem, and we're going to get into some dating questions later. I'm excited to do that. But
yes.
I'm saying this is the problem. We get too emotional with mathematical equations. Let's not talk about why it's raining out. Let's not get mad at the weather. Let's bring our umbrellas, okay?
Okay.
It's raining out, and it's raining out delicious food in LA, and I'm just letting you know. And let me say another thing. Let me give another hot take now that I'm here, because I haven't spoken to anyone in 3 weeks.
Wow, it is not apparent.
Sugar fish is just fine.
Yes, it
relax.
Is. Yes, it is. I went there 2 weeks ago.
Fucking lax about sugar fish, people.
Agreed.
And for the people in the Midwest, turn off your ears right now, because we don't care about you for this segment. Sugar fish is a sushi place that was created to cut their own costs down with this idea of this marketing campaign that we all love because it's tapas, it's our generation.
It's sushi.
It's sushi. It's the restaurant owner being like, trust me, let me take care of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love knowing the owner. So this is what they replicate the idea of you knowing the owner, knowing what's going on. Trust me, you could try this, try that. You get a little piece of everything. You never have to make a decision. You never have to commit. Oh, Mr. Millennial loves that. No commitment. Little tapas, taste of everything. everything. I don't want to move away, but I want to move away. That's and then propaganda everywhere just says trust me everywhere. This is the thing, and they're all doing it for themselves to save themselves money, okay? And they have a cute to-go thing that that girls can put on Instagram stories, and then voila, now you're the hottest thing in L.A. Now it's coming to New York, and there's a four-hour wait. It's fine sushi.
It is fine.
It's not good sushi.
Did you do a line of cocaine before you got here?
Yes.
I think you came from Sugarfish. Did you just burn a Sugarfish to the ground?
I could do an hour on Sugarfish. You just say, fire at Sugarfish tonight at 11. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Where do you like to eat out here? What's your favorite spot?
I don't have a favorite. I'm just open to everything. I don't want to
except Sugarfish.
No, I went to Sugarfish. It was my second time there. And the first time I was like, love it, get it, awesome. Second time, I call my brother. I go, I'm going to be cool, L.A. Jared. You know, I'm going to go out and be like, oh, I'm at Sugarfish. And he goes, get ready to be hungry. And I was like, what? You're not excited for my L.A. moment? And he's like, no, you're going to be hungry. And I went through there. And now I was looking at it through different eyes. Uh-huh. And I'm watching this, and I'm going, this is bullshit. I can't even order rice. What is this, Nazi Germany sushi? What am I under the rule of Putin in this place? What's going on here? So those are my two hot takes. LA food better than New York food. I went to John and Vinny's.
Oh, I have not been there yet, but I'm ready to go. I hear it's incredible.
Unreal. And I went to Kismet.
I don't know
great
either of these.
Mediterranean. I'm really trying to get around. And then I went to Sugarfish, which can go fuck itself. Here's the other thing. I don't want to say go fuck itself because I don't want to disturb the message that I'm trying to give. Here's what I'm saying. It's fine sushi. Just because just because I'm making a point about it doesn't mean it sucks. It's good. It's just not great.
It's
ladies,
not,
and I'm talking to you ladies because it's girls in their 20s being like, you're not going to believe it. The best sushi you've ever had. No, relax, Lauren.
Not worth the hype. Fine. It's not the hype. It's the hype. Fine. It does not live up to the hype.
It's
I totally
fine.
Agree.
Oh, because we don't have to make a choice because they're going to bring you and you're going to act like, because we live in a world of endless decision making.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We never make the right choice because we never make a choice at all. So what they done at Sugarfish is taken all the choice out of your hands while also letting you feel like you made some choices.
Mm.
And all I'm saying is one day you're going to be eating crab, fake crab at Sugarfish, and it's be like, trust me. And be like, yeah, I haven't even eaten fish for $42. It's going to go bad.
If you guys can't tell, Jared is a fabulous stand-up comedian and hosts two of his own podcasts.
Yeah.
J-Train Podcast, and I'm assuming the J stands for Jared.
Jared, the J-Train.
J-Train Podcast, JT. And Up Podcast.
You Up.
You Up, where yes. I'm assuming you speak to women in their 20s with the same...
Who love Sugarfish.
Yes, just...
No, it's men and women. No. We take... And I do it with Betches, which is the Instagram account and website and huge company now.
Yeah.
And Jordana Abraham and I, we co-host the show together, and we basically take emails from guys and girls that are going through dating stuff, and these are problems that aren't problems, but there are problems, so they are problems, So
that was a real mindfuck.
It makes sense if you play it back. Rewind. Hit that 15-second button.
Yeah,
okay?
I loved it.
It makes
I
sense.
I really enjoyed it.
But they're real problems to us, so we take these questions about modern dating issues and things people are going through, and we break them down, and I think it's both perspectives, male and female, and it's open it up to letting people know they're not crazy. These things are a thing. Like matters. Okay. If likes didn't matter, then we'd be liking everything.
Right.
And we don't. So let's admit to the reality of how we feel when we do these dating and Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. You can't go to your parents and be like, what do I do about this guy who keeps snapping me pictures?
Because
they didn't know
they don't
that
get
shit.
It.
Yeah. So
they're like, people used to follow us home.
Sure.
So maybe chill out.
Yeah. Things are less dangerous, more dangerous now.
Yeah.
Us instead of tweet us.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Somehow someone in Idaho can stalk you too.
But back in the day, someone could really only show you their dick once. Unsolicited. Now it's just an endless stream.
Yeah.
Just a raining dick parade.
Blizzard of cocks.
Yeah. And I'm sure you guys know. You guys all just looked at me like war veterans. You're like, yeah, I've seen a dick. Two of my
We've
day.
Seen all the dicks.
Seen an unsolicited dick in my day.
Unsolicited and solicited ones. We've had them all, really.
Yeah.
The dick pic thing is people ask about that question, like, when is the right time to do it?
And never.
When it's asked for.
When it's asked for. When it's asked for.
Then do your photo shoot. Do your boudoir photo.
Which when it's asked for, I feel like it's also a courtesy. Like, they want to see my stuff, so I have to pretend to want to see their stuff. Where I'm like, I don't need to see
You're like, I don't need to see a penis next to a remote. remote for length, I don't need to see it.
I feel like all the things we would want to see, I would want to see as like a heterosexual woman, is what I would want to see is like, could you just like snap a picture of you like backing out of a driveway real quick? Like,
you want to see what he's driving?
Yeah, I want to see what he's driving. Like, could I get a picture of you holding a baby? Like, that would be a dick
picture of the alarm clock when you have to wake up.
Yes.
Like, oh, you're going to a job with an hour.
Yes.
Cooking in a baseball shirt.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Oh my God. Yeah. A man with a puppy or a kitten gets me way wetter than just a dick.
Yeah.
I don't
need the dick.
Fine.
Now, if you were on like a dating app, like and you see a guy with a puppy, do you think that's like him trying too hard? Like, does
sometimes.
Doesn't it feel like
unless they are like a vet. But you know what I mean? Like, that's their job. Like,
yeah. They're just in the lab coat with a bunch of puppies, delivering puppies. You're like, oh my God, this guy's the
best. It depends. Is it the first picture or like the fourth?
Yeah. That matters.
And is there other stuff going on, or is just this guy puppy after puppy? Then it's like, all right, calm down.
I give Bumble Tinder makeovers to people. And the most interesting part about that is that men seem to be trying to impress other men, and women seem to be not cocky enough.
Really?
So it's like you have a lot of men that are like chugging beers and shirtless.
Oh, okay.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're like what they would want to see in an action movie. And it's like no woman wants that.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like they want more like, oh, first picture, here he is looking nice. And then second picture, there's a dog. Maybe there's a family member. There's a friend or whatever.
Yes.
And it's like they want to see, like, you got to tone all the men that ask for advice, tone it the fuck down. And then it's like, you know, their quote is just something like ridiculous. And then like the women there, theirs are usually like, you know, they're hiding behind a bush with seven other women. You're like, who am I trying to date here?
So picture an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. Too much.
Oh, man.
Too much.
That's hysterical. Well, we asked you for an inspirational quote beforehand, and you said you hated most of them, right? Which I'm assuming is from just being a dating app expert, is that you've seen
a lot of inspirational quotes. Yeah, I'm not. I just think, this is a very generational thing. We're the generation of saying what we are before being what we are. So it's like a lot of times these quotes are like people just scream about their success, or they're gonna get it on a Monday, and it's like, yeah, but you've been checking the likes for about 2 hours since, so Monday ain't going that hot.
Yeah, okay?
Fresh start, not
too real, Jared.
I'm sorry, but
feel bad about myself.
I know the cliche because I am the cliche, so I understand these things intimately. So I'm just admitting to them.
Do you do the like Monday motivation posts?
No, but when I see it, I know what's going on.
Right,
I know what the thought process is. I know what I'm getting out of a post. So we're all 10% away from each other. That's the big reveal of our era with the internet, is to know that, you know, oh my God, the person on the West Coast likes the same song as me. Oh my God, I'm basic. I like coffee too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, so this is like what we're learning right now, and it's depressing.
But you said you did have a couple inspirational quotes, but they were dating quotes, and they were from yours.
From my own mouth. Yeah. I like to quote myself.
Like self-inspirational quotes.
Sure. In true egomaniac fashion, I will quote.
Let's hear them.
Is this what you do? You do quotes?
It's a quotable segment.
Nine out of ten relationships end for no reason. The 10th one ends in divorce 50% of the time. Happy Valentine's Day, bitch. Well, I'm just saying, it should let you know that we're taking more swings of the bat than we ever have. You're meeting more people that you might end up with, and it's very depressing because you're striking out a lot more than your parents had to.
Right.
So remember, not every guy or girl is the one. 9 out of 10 don't work out. The 10th one ends in divorce 50% of the time. This shit is tough, bitch.
You're saying by like one person, if you date 10 people yourself, not that
that's what I'm saying. Like it's tough to date. It's tough to be single.
Of course.
So let's not believe that this is supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy.
You sound like a real blast today.
Boy. Have you been burned, Jared? Yeah. Like hard.
Someone's a little
I've been burned. I've burned. I've done it. But I'm just saying, like, whenever I like, a lot of guys are like, well, I don't want to end it. Maybe I'll ghost because I don't want to like crush their whole world. And it's like,
the ghost.
Dude,
have some integrity.
Well, also, dude, you're just fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We don't care.
Yeah. They're going to move
we
on.
We got 12 more dicks like in the queue, okay? Tell me.
In your texting inbox.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
but I'm saying a lot of guys, this is the ego of a man. Right. A lot of, like, we're all egomaniacs in a way that's like women just can't even relate to. Like, and it's like, we're, you know, a guy will be like, well, I don't want to end it. I'll, you know, ruin her world. Yeah, this person, this woman has made it this far.
Yeah, she'll be
she's
fine.
She's going to be fine. You're just fine.
She'll be more than
just
fine.
Like the next guy that she meets that's going to be just fine.
Do you think that's it, though? Because I think it's just a fear of confrontation most of the time.
Yeah, well, confrontation. I think a lot of your confrontation to let this person down.
Right. You don't want to feel like it's a dick for 10 minutes, so you're just not going to be honest. But you think it's more of an ego thing of like,
I think it's an ego.
Oh, I'm going to make it. It's going to make it harder.
I think, yeah.
It would be so much easier if I just disappeared with no explanation. I think,
haunted her for years.
Yeah. I think the ghosting is two things. It's guys' egos, which is like, how am I gonna like? I can't let this girl down. You know, I'm me. My mom says I'm handsome.
Yeah.
You know. So and then it's also the thing where women. I'll fault the other side too. Is women? There's no such thing as the right breakup to a woman.
So you think?
I know. I've texted a girl. How could you do this over text? Oh, and then you go to see her in person. We're not even a thing yet. How could you see me in person? And I once texted a girl. I was like, listen, we had gone out for like a month or, you know, month-ish, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And I text her. I was like, listen, we were supposed to go out that night. And I go, listen, I'm going to cancel tonight. We've had a great time, but I don't see this going beyond what it already is. Mm-hmm. So I think we should just cut it right here. And I'm sorry to disappoint you for tonight, but I think we're better off moving on as just not being together. And this is it.
I love it. Most people be like, just as friends. And you're like, just as not
nothing.
Ever
not
speaking.
Nothing. I don't like the friends thing because that's not going to happen.
Not even an acquaintance.
Don't even soften it.
No,
you're
I got
so
friends.
Wrong. You know,
so, but then she wrote me back, how could you do this 2:30 on a Thursday?
Yeah.
And it's like, so I think there's like this like big
right before the weekend,
right? Yeah. And then and if like if I broke up with a girl and I say, hey, this isn't going to me, the reason to break up, I do think of a reason to break up with someone, even if it's been a month, is to go, hey, I don't see myself getting married to you.
Yeah.
And a lot of women will, the rebuttal a lot of times is, I didn't ask for that. What the fuck are you asking for then? You know, we all want to move forward.
Right.
And not to say marriage happens tomorrow, but this is, what are we going towards then?
I'm just trying
not to fuck you over by fucking someone else while with you.
Yeah, but but it's not like that anymore because not everybody's looking to get married. A lot of people are just looking to have fun, and that's the case on a lot of these apps. So you're kind of old school.
Sure.
And you're like, if I can't see myself marrying you, what are
What's
we doing
the point?
Here?
Right.
Well, yeah, you know, but I think like that's the end game for a lot of people.
True, but you know, I mean, how old are you?
I'm 33.
You're 33. Okay. So you're at the point where like, yeah, you probably want to get married and stuff, but like, you know, somebody my age might not be that way. I think I'm that way, but I'm weird. Like a lot of people who are, you know, 24, 25, if you said, I don't see myself marrying you, they'd be like, I don't see myself marrying you too, but
that's fine.
I want to touch you for 8 months.
Yeah. But also guys, you know, at that point, like do you want to be with one guy? You know, like, so like, you know, there's
thing. You're saying the exclusivity.
The exclusivity.
Yeah.
So like, if I'm sitting here being like, you know, right now we have all these like loose relationships. I'm talking to someone. I'm seeing someone. We don't even know what the, you know, having the talk. A lot of girls and guys want to know, when do I have that talk? And it's like, we live in a lot of gray areas with dating now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not looking to like be with a guy who's having sex with other people, you got to figure that out. And if the guy's like, I want to have sex with other people and you, that's a miscommunication right there. So it's like, well, what do we do next? What do I say to you? So I say, yeah, I'm going to be having sex with other girls still because you and I aren't going to be serious. And it's like, that's a tough thing to say to someone's face.
Right.
You know, and that's a tough thing. So how do I do that in as extreme terms as possible to let someone know where we stand? And it's tough. It's all difficult. This isn't to say it's easier to give advice than to take advice. It's easier. Yeah. And all this stuff is like situational, just like you're saying. Like, you know, you don't know where the other person stands. If the other person's like, yeah, I'm just looking to fuck. And then you're like, okay, good. I'll see you Thursday, but I'm going to be out on Friday with my friends trying to fuck someone else. They'll be like, what?
Yeah.
But you said you just wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to pretend. Like, you know, there's
ignorance
all the pretending of it all.
Yeah.
I feel like just being honest is just the best way to do it.
But it's so hard.
It's so hard. The only time I've ghosted somebody is kind of what Taylor said. I just felt bad. I felt like that I had led them on because I had slept with them. And I, like, day after sleeping with them, I'm like, I don't want to ever see, I don't want to date this person. I feel bad. I'd be their friend, but I know they probably want, they don't want to be my friend.
Well, a nickel for every time that happened.
I was just like,
nickels.
But like, how crazy would he make? Would he feel like I am saying, "Well, we just did it last night, and now I don't want to see you." You know, yeah, I feel bad.
That's a tough.
So it's like,
flow.
Do I drag it out for a week and I just don't see this person? We exchange a few texts, and then I tell him a week later, or do I just say, "Listen,
make a date for the next week"? Then,
what do I do?
Then cancel it. Then make a date for the next week. Then cancel it. Then say, "Hey, listen, we can't get this together. Goodbye."
So tough.
I'm so busy.
I'll never do that again. I mean, I'm with somebody now, but I would never. That was the only time I did it, and I wouldn't do it again.
It doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't feel good.
People think that like being single is this like big oasis of fun, and it's like, no, it's just a lot of like being awkward disappointing to somebody.
Yeah, it's like a Vegas pool. It looks fun from the outside, and then you get in, and you're like, oh, it's warm
gross.
Because everybody's pissed in this pool.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just urine in here.
It's just urine. So that's the new quote.
It's just urine in here.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's tough. But when you find somebody, it's great, and it's worth all the bullshit when you find that person.
But you got to play in traffic if you want to get hit.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really...
if you want to get hit. So
you want to get hit by that big love bomb.
Yeah.
You got to throw yourself into the streets.
The big 18-wheeler.
Big 18-wheeler.
If you're lucky, the 18-wheeler.
Oh, yeah. God. Come on. Yeah. Let's keep
I found mine.
Yeah.
PG. Man, I want no Mini Coopers.
I've had a couple Mini Coopers.
I'm more of a Wrangler.
Hey, that's FYI, very respectful. Solid.
That's
solid.
Very
well built.
Very girthy.
Yep. Strong medium.
Yeah. Sure.
Built
strong
for off-roading.
Yep. Oh, off-roading.
Can do off-road, can also do the streets. It works in both.
You can flip and probably survive.
Sure. Take the top off. I don't even know where we're going with this.
It's got a cup holder. Yeah. All right, let's
we get into some self-help, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have like an area of...
Okay, kindergarten teacher, the lady.
From dicks to self-help.
I love it.
Is there a certain, like, are you into self-improvement or self-help in any way? Exercise, books, anything like that?
I mean, my big thing is the weekends, I treat myself like I'm on, like...
The Jersey Shore. I get a very gym tan laundry vibe.
It's more like 600-pound life. where I'm attached to my couch eating ungodly amounts of food. And then Monday, I'm like, I'm changing everything. Drinking, eating clean, and then it devolves from Monday to Thursday really badly. And like a sad, Groundhog's Day type of like Monday, I'm like, this is it. Why would I drink alcohol again?
Yeah.
Tuesday, I'm like, you're doing it. You're great. Oatmeal in the morning. Wednesday, I'm like, listen, dinner. We'll do dinner out. You deserve it. Thursday night, one drink. It's just wine. It's just Friday, drinking all day.
Yeah.
Saturday, in a dumpster. And then Sunday, like, get it together, Jared. Monday, back. I'm clean.
Yeah. Right.
So this is kind
like
of the way I've lived my
butterfly.
Life. Yes. Exactly.
A nice cocoon all the time.
So that's my version. I mean, I like group fitness. I like those, like, group fitness classes. I'm a big fan of those.
What kind of class?
Like a boot camp.
Like a boot camp. Like somebody beating the shit out of you, like, verbally.
Real sadistic motherfucker. I like going to the gay trainer. That's always a fun one for me. They're always fun. They're always sassy.
You like your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Your muscles are burning. Yeah.
Get it going. I like when all the women are like, ah! And I'm like, I can't believe I'm here right now. I like one of those. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I am basic, as I said before. I get into that stuff. I like, been to a Soul Cycle, what's the other one?
We still got to go to Soul Cycle.
Flywheel, Soul Cycle. Yeah. I've done those ones. Yeah, they're great.
I think Soul Cycle.
It all depends on the teacher. Like, it shows you, what I like about those classes, it shows you what expertise means. Like, you know when you go to a restaurant, you have a good waiter, and you're like, wow, this waiter's really nailing it. It shows you, like, how bad the other waiters have been.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with these group fitness classes. If you have someone that's good, you're like, that was what I paid for. Like,
yes. Versus,
there are classes, there's people I won't go near. Now, like, I like see them like sub in. I'm like, I didn't sign up for this person, you know. And I get annoyed. I'm like, I'm very judgy of these fitness instructors. I get very annoyed because I'm like, you're paying. You can do any gym. You can do any of these workouts on your own. But you're paying for that extra than the good music, the countdown.
Yes.
You know,
the energy.
Right? The energy, the class. You know, I get it in and out in an hour.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want.
Well, peer pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you don't want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
You're the one walking while everyone else is running.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm that guy.
Oh, that's me.
I couldn't deal with the judgment that no one cares about me, but I think they care about me.
No, I always give up halfway, and then everybody looks at me, and it's a whole thing. The instructor comes over and tells me I can do it. Yo, and all of a sudden, I'm like, no, I really can't. I just look like I can. Trust me, I've been through this a million times. And it's just like, I feel awful. They feel awful.
Ugh. And then a whole group gets around you just clapping. Like, yeah. It's like, this is more embarrassing than I even wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, no, I just want to do it in my room on YouTube. Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Just by myself, nobody looking at me.
Yeah, Tybo's on YouTube now. I can't really emphasize that enough, you guys. There's no reason to go outside. Yeah.
Everything's on YouTube for exercise. Yeah. It's fantastic. Really? You don't have to leave your home.
Yeah.
There's belly dancing. There's Tai Chi. There's
Victoria's Secret Butt.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that you named three that I would never do.
There's boot camp
belly dancing,
for sure.
Tai Chi, and Victoria's Secret Butt. Oh, let me write that down, guys. Thank you.
There's definitely boot camp.
I come in next time, like a year from now, I'm a guest on your podcast. I'm like, look at this butt. Victoria's Secret
Butt. There's a Channing Tatum butt.
Yeah. I bet there is.
Oh, I love some CTB.
Oh, boy. Who doesn't?
Channing Tatum butt.
I'm not a big Channing Tatum guy. I don't find
really?
Him. I don't
fuck.
We are no lions. He's not my thing.
That's like my sugarfish take. It's too hot. I don't like it.
Well, I appreciate he's an attractive guy, but he's not for me.
He's
Are
on
you
the market.
Serious, yeah. Delaney? Okay, yeah. How about the scene in Magic Mike 2 with Pony by Genuine where he's like fucking a
great
wooden table?
Yeah.
You felt nothing.
I think I'm like, wow, that's a very great dance. Like,
oh my God.
What's your type?
I don't understand.
I like Jack Black.
Oh, that's Jack right. Why Blacks? Did I forget? Why did I?
Yeah, I,
oh
my I don't God. Know what you were trying to.
A thousand guys doing open mics that listen to this just came in their pants. Like, oh my
but
God.
But like a more conventional person. I like somebody like John Krasinski. Fucking
yes,
perfect.
We all agree on that.
Right. John Krasinski. No,
Newton Salsong.
Conan.
If I had been Delaney.
You just named
Jack
different crayons in the box. That's burnt sienna.
No, not even. She was like, I like a marker, a colored pencil, right. and a crayon.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Get your shit together, Delaney.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I love me some
How
Conan,
How dare
dude.
You try and slide John Krasinski in between Jack Black and Conan. You should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. I am horrified for John Krasinski. That's hurtful. I would be very hurt if I was him. That is,
what if this is what ruined John Krasinski's career? He's like, I heard this podcast, and I was put in this group, and I had to disappear.
If I asked for a dick pic and the guy just sent me a picture of John Krasinski, I would marry him.
Really?
Oh my God!
What's the good? I see it.
Right?
Yeah. John Krasinski with a beard. I saw a picture of that.
Or without.
That's a good look for him.
Everybody's liking that. That's.
It's
I mean,
good
it's
look.
Fine.
I'm into it.
I like him clean shaven, but
clean
I
shaven.
Know.
I don't know. He's good looking. I gotta say. I gotta admit.
He's a good looking.
He's like tall.
Sometimes you watch episodes of The Office and you're like, wow, he was like a kid.
Yeah.
You ever see those
first
early
season,
ones? Like,
holy shit, that haircut?
Yeah.
Like, what is he, in eighth grade?
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking
picture day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So young.
So your type is Jack Black, John Krasinski, Conan.
Yeah.
What... Taylor, what are you going for? What's your
I
deal?
Like John Krasinski. John
that's
Krasinski.
It?
End of beginning and end of list. Like
that's it.
He just
that's
nails it so hard that like there are other guys too, of course, that you're like, well, that guy's hot. And if I really thought about it, but he's always my go-to. You know how you like you know when you like decide that your favorite food is enchiladas?
Sure.
And people are like, what are your other favorite foods? And you're like, no, look, I thought about this and I decided.
That's what I
do. So that this question is easy to answer.
Sure.
So that's mine.
Kelsey,
what are your
straight up Channing Tatum?
I do love me some Channing Tatum, but I also lean more toward like Johnny Depp. specifically as Captain Jack Sparrow and like like Brandon Boyd, lead singer of Incubus. Like I like the like long hair, but like muscly and tan and like dirty.
Yeah, grunge look.
Mm, and I like Joel Kinnaman too, and like Jason Statham. I like. Yeah,
those were different.
Yeah, those were
two different groups.
A couple different colored pencils.
But they're still, but they're all good colored pencils.
Yeah. Yours are weird.
I don't know. They're all good. They're like a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we all agree on John Krasinski. Look at that. He's always been in my top five.
All of us agree.
Yeah. All of us.
Four of us.
What are your
celebrities?
Yeah, who are your people?
I don't know. I'm in a like I always follow like plus size models on Instagram.
That's like Ashley Graham.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ooh, love it, love it. Yeah. Nice. I've said this a bunch of times and it never sounds right, but a girl with 10 to lose, like down.
Oh really? Yeah. Just a little extra
cushion, to grab. You know, I love
nothing
it.
Nothing wrong with that.
An adventure of a body. I love it.
An adventure of a body.
I just want to not know which way a titty's gonna go.
You like tend to lose, but not losing it.
Titty. No, don't lose it.
You don't want to lose it. Tend to lose, but don't lose it.
It's a really awful, judgy way to say it.
Oh, tend to lose.
Society.
I thought you were saying a name. I thought he said tend to lose, and I was like, who's tend to lose?
Asian stripper.
Was that from Black Panther? It's T'Challa and tend to lose? What is that? He said it so quickly.
Good old tend to lose.
I get it.
I like that, because the older I get, the more I realize, like, I probably will not ever get back to, like, my high school body, where I was like, a child, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
and you don't want
to. Who's meant to get to that body?
Yeah.
I'm better than my high school body. So I'm good. I was fat in high school. It's been great.
I kind of like having more curves now. It's nice.
It's in, too. You know, like, that's nice for a guy like me. You know, like, there's, like, you know, there's it's nice to see the empowerment, the whole deal.
Do you think you're curvy as a guy?
I'm a curvy dude.
You think?
I think it sounds bad. If the same movement existed for men, I think I could really get some Instagram following out.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know that I agree with you.
Okay.
I think you're like a manly.
Built.
Yeah, you're like a built guy.
But I have my moments. I go up and down.
Yeah, you're telling the end of the weekend.
I'm talking about, you know, Wednesday, I'm built. Sunday,
it's Monday.
I'm
you're
curvy.
Clean right
oh,
now.
That's right.
So we're like, it looks great. Yeah. It's tan.
I got a good tan going. So
I want that on me.
A tan.
Nice tan.
I would like to.
I was like, can you stop sexually harassing
me? Sorry. That sounded.
I want that on me.
I know. As soon as it came out, I was like, sorry.
Nothing looks better than a tan.
Really?
That
truly.
Really, I mean,
makes you look healthy.
Healthy, even though you're not.
Do you tan?
Everybody.
You don't tan, you burn.
I used to do the whole tanning bed thing in like high school, early college.
Really?
It's just a terrible. It's just the worst. You just bake your face, just early wrinkles. It's terrible. So I stopped doing that a long time ago, but I would like to do some more like creams.
Ooh, my dad is very tan.
Yeah.
To the point where people are like, go, he is tan. Like they can't get around it.
It's like
a sneeze. They have to say it. You know, it's like tan. You know, like the minute they see him. But we get brown.
Yeah. I wish.
I got my first fake tan
recently from my best friend's wedding
in
Mexico. I got a spray tan. Fucking loved it.
Really?
Oh, it looked so natural. It was nice. Like it didn't fade weird. Mm. Like it just faded naturally.
I'm gonna go get one.
It was great. I'm definitely doing it again for any kind of event or like a function I have to be and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like
photo shoot.
Yeah,
especially
photo
now
shoots,
with the way
that.
Pictures are like monetized via like, you know, Instagram and all that stuff. Why wouldn't you?
I would like to do that.
But why get tan when there's a filter?
This is different.
Yeah. Well,
they tone you up.
If you're in somebody's
filter
wedding,
won't give you cancer.
If you're in somebody's wedding,
no, this
they're
is
not
a spray
gonna filter
tan.
You.
Spray tan.
Well, spray tan. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
It was great.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was $20. Only $20. And I look like a whole different person. I look healthy. I look like I haven't been overeating because the bloat looks a little darker. You know what I mean? Like everything looks good.
I'm with you.
Did it make your skin break out?
No. It was great.
I'm just scared I do it. It was fantastic.
Well, they have a lot of different things now where it's like everything's organic and blah, blah, blah. They have different solutions. So you just go to somewhere where they have like natural products they use in their spray.
Okay.
But, you know, I have a question for you, Jared.
Go.
What is the weirdest thing that you've done to make yourself feel better out of like desperation?
The weirdest thing I've done.
Like some people like sell all their stuff and, you know, or they plan a trip.
Probably
last
make myself
minute.
Puke.
Maybe.
Like, wow. I, like, look, if I'm really going to get into it.
Get into it, man.
You eat yourself so full that you're like, I'm going home and releasing this out of my body. I don't need this.
I don't need to live all emotionally.
Oh, but I'm just saying, like I've done that before. I've eaten so much, and I'm like, there's no way I'm sleeping like this. Yeah. And I've done it. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there, there's people out there with problems because of that, and that sucks, and I hope you get help. But I'm saying, like, I don't want to minimize it. I'm saying, like, I've done that before where I'm like, yeah, just get this. And I think that's a crazy thing that, you know, it sucks because people, you know, deal with that as a real issue.
Right.
But to me, I'm like, what am I doing right now? Like,
you made a mistake.
Yeah.
I ate myself
into a place where I'm like, I need to change, you know, I need to physically harm myself to get rid of this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably, that's a crazy thing to do, I think. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I personally, you said you had just an endless well of emails.
Do we want to get into it?
We would love to.
I'll let you guys choose the title.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Oh, did we do this on J-Train?
Yeah, we did.
I love that. Okay.
So this is, I get these emails every day.
And they know that you pick based on the title, so they're really trying.
We do the podcast twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays, and I just take emails from listeners, give them advice with a guest. So, you know, Kelsey's been on. Mm-hmm. We had a good time.
I would love to
have you guys on the next time we can do that. But the You Up podcast is kind of what that's morphed into, where it's all dating questions. But I don't have that inbox. I have the J Train inbox. So if you're a podcast listener, you want to add something to your library, you can go to You Up podcast or the J Train podcast. And I will just say these are questions that I get.
Yeah. By the way, the J Train podcast is consistently in the top iTunes charts.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Every time I check, you're there.
That's awesome.
It's a fun show. Okay, so ready?
Yes.
Cock blocked by an exam or just an excuse?
Ooh.
Friend zone or fuck? Ooh. Ghosted? Wedding advice? Red flags turn me on. ..
Let's do that one.
Oh.
Let's do that one.
Not sure. Everybody.
Ooh, that's...
Yeah. You want to hear that
one? I would love to hear that one. I mean, I want to hear all of them, but let's...
Yeah.
Hey, Papa JT.
I hate them so much. They make me so physically sick.
These are great. And if you're wondering, I'm Papa JT.
I was wondering.
You should see the grin on my face. I tend to find emotionally unavailable men and try to make them into my boyfriend. I've been in two serious relationships in my life, both lasting over 3 years and having rough beginnings where I know the guy isn't interested. As fucked up as it sounds, I think I like the challenge of making someone fall for me rather than making the conscious decision to stop seeing someone knowing that they are not interested. Recently, I've been seeing a guy for about 6 months and I'm really into him, but red flags are everywhere and just make me want him more.
Mm.
Have you guys been, is this something that connects with
you guys? Oh, yeah.
You guys are looking so knowingly at the same time.
Oh, yes.
And you just see these things and you're like, I'll fix them or I'll just bob and weave.
You hope that you're the exception sometimes.
Yes.
You hope that you're good enough for them to change.
Uh-huh.
And then you just realize, you realize, like, no, this guy is just, this is who he is.
This
guy sucks.
And he might always be like this.
This guy sucks.
And
his personal issues.
It looks like all my friends were right.
Yeah.
That guy just sucks.
And maybe he'll find somebody else who also sucks and it'll work out, but you're not going to be that person.
Mine is also out of masochism because I think with my ex who was like not good and cray that I kind of liked the challenge of feeling like I needed to be better in order for him to love me consistently.
It's scary how much that connected with all the women here.
A real sentence.
Is there something I do have this thought with women especially, and this is, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I think like a lot of women compete with their levels of relationships. So like if you're married, you're the king of the brunch table. If you're single, like you're not in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens is you're also like the star of the table if you have juicy dating stuff a lot of the times. Like if I came to my friends and I was like, listen to what happened with my girl, they'd be like, shut up. Like, we don't care.
Right.
But if you guys come with a juicy, like, here's what the fight is about.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you get, there's something, you know, to be gained. Like, let's look at the math of that. Like, there's an incentive to that. So, like, the more you connect yourself to someone that's a dramatic person, more you have the good stories.
That's a good
idea. I don't know about that.
Yes and no, because
I can agree with that. Yeah. I think.
I don't know if the levels of it. I mean, this is something I've noticed.
Sure. For me, any kind of awful stuff, I'd keep to myself because I was embarrassed that I was letting somebody treat me like that.
Yes.
And I didn't want any of my friends to know that I was like, this is a really bad relationship. Yeah.
Was it so bad that it was bad? Like, I'm saying, like, sometimes it's like the fun, like, would you believe that, like, he just left? You know, like, I would always tell.
Really? I would always tell my friends because I wanted other people to be outraged with me.
Wow.
And then also, this is so fucked up, but also, it would get to the point where, like, they hated that guy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I would leave, and then I would decide I wanted to go back, and my friends would be like, do not go back. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like, you know not to do that. And I just was like, I'm going to, though.
I know.
You, like, want to rebel. I don't know. It's weird.
He's rebelling on both ends.
Oh, dude. I was so opposite. Yeah. I would keep it to myself because I didn't want them to hate him because I wanted to try to make it work and keep him around.
And you thought if he was close with the friends, I would lock him in a little bit more.
But no, he was just very verbally abusive and terrible. And I would be like, I can't tell anybody that he said this to me.
There's that bridge into abusive where you're like, I'm not revealing this,
right?
But like before, there's that, like before that, you're like, you know, what is this? Oh, the whole group gets to weigh in.
Yeah,
you get
he's just whole, a dick.
Let's go into the scene. So, but red flags are everywhere and make me want him more. He will go an entire day without speaking to me right after telling me how much he cared about me the night before.
Oh, borderline.
We haven't met each other's friends or families yet, even though it's been 6 months.
Ugh.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
He hasn't asked me to be his girlfriend, even though we both said we aren't seeing other people. That's not as weird to me. Is there something wrong with me that I become more interested in the chase?
Yes.
With all the red flags.
No.
Keep doing you. Lots of love. What do we think?
Oh, get out of it.
This guy does not give a shit.
This guy has been dating you exclusively for 6 months and it's not your boyfriend or girlfriend.
He's not dating you exclusively.
Yeah. Well, hasn't introduced you to family or whatever. Nah.
She did ask, is there something wrong with me? I want to say to her, absolutely not. You're listening to four people right now that are connecting to this. None of us are sitting here being like, whoa, look at this crazy. This isn't a two-headed, you know, animal that we're looking at. Yeah. You know, like, we've all been in circumstances like this.
Do you want to weigh in on this and some... You have some stuff.
No.
Okay, here's what I'll say. Because my situation was not like this.
No.
But it was similar in that, like, you know that
she knows the deal.
She knows it's wrong. She knows it's not what she wants. She knows that there are red flags and she knows she shouldn't be in it. She still wants to, and that's why she's even asking.
Mm.
But she wants other people to tell her that she needs to get out of it because she needs someone to explain it to her. And also, this is what I will say, and what I have learned in my experiences, words don't mean anything. I don't care how much he says he cares about you. If he's not, you know, doing anything to back it up, like, words don't mean shit. Actions mean everything.
Yeah.
Actions mean
absolutely. The one thing from the guy's perspective, I will say this to her. Texts don't mean a thing, but they kind of mean a thing. So, like, it can be both.
Why did you even just say that?
She writes in her email, the one thing that comes out to me is that she'll go days without talking.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Even though the texting during the day doesn't mean that you're more together.
No.
It just means that you're doing the thing you should be doing. So it's like, you know, it doesn't mean more than that, but it can, you not talking means something. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no one in my life that I care about that I go a day without even checking in with over.
Yes.
Right.
In reality. So I'm like, there are, you know, one day, but if it's a noticeable, like, multiple, you know, he'll go days without that's weird.
Right. Yeah. And I will say she should look into the symptoms of borderline personality disorder and see if more of those symptoms line up with this guy, because that sounds exactly like my borderline ex, where it was, you know, the whole idea of borderline is I hate you, don't leave me. So it's this crazy hot cold all the time of like, I love you so much, I care about you so much, blah, 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 blah. And then nothing for a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then when you're like, hey, what the fuck happened? You're my boyfriend. I haven't heard from you in a week. They're just like, oh, I don't know. And make you feel crazy.
Well, that's a lonely guy. Guys deal with loneliness in like a week. Like, this guy's being like, oh, let me get my like bit of like, you know, that hit of dopamine from calling you to be like, I miss you. I need you, baby. Then it's like, oh, here's someone that will respond to that and misses me too. Okay, I got that filled. Now I can go out and try and fuck someone else.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. And, you know, like, I think there's like something to that.
I think that's definitely a thing, but I like borderline is a fear of abandonment and a fear of being smothered. So they're constantly, they can never be satisfied. They're running back and forth between like, okay, I want to feel like I'm not alone. And oh my God, you're smothering me. I need to be alone. Wait, now I feel too alone. Now it's back and forth all the time.
That's intense.
So maybe look into that.
Okay. The do we want to look at another email?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, please. Let's do it.
Here's some more titles. Pussy power or nah? Which is worse? Should I lose my virginity to him?
Ooh, yes, okay, please. Here we go.
Hi, Jared. I deeply enjoy listening to your podcast.
What? No, JT Papa?
JT Papa?
Get out of here.
This is a virgin.
Papa JT.
Okay? Oh, Daddy J?
He hasn't been with a Papa yet.
Ew, stop saying that word. I don't like Papa.
I call my grandfather Papa, so you can imagine how uncomfortable I am.
You can call me Uncle J Train or the King of Brunch.
Oh, great, because Uncle is so
nice. Climax Czar.
I hate that one. I hate them. God, they're terrible.
So she's a... This is a lady, 18-year-old female listener who's just finishing up high school.
Okay.
Okay, we're helping the youths.
Yes, do it.
If it's the right guy.
I've been dating this guy for about 2 months now. He goes to a different high school. We met at a party, which is kind of a funny considering it was my second high school party. I'm for sure a hot librarian type. Okay.
Well, she's got confidence. That's
I like
good.
Her.
I love her.
I like her. I like how open she is.
That's great. Yeah.
Even though, because we're all right now, all of us are going back to our high school selves. Like, we're like in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe a girl would talk about this. Like you know, I'm half a chub. And I left with a guy. So I've been dating this guy for about 2 months now. He goes to a different high school. We met at a party, which was kind of funny considering it was my second high school party. And I left with a guy who'd become my boyfriend. Up until this point, I've been a little... Look at it, all the girls got annoyed at her. I've been Little Miss Innocent. I spend a lot of time with my parents, and when I hang out with my friends, we do pretty wholesome activities. Watch improv shows, cook dinner, etc. I've dated guys before this one, but they have all been fairly innocent too. And it always ended before any serious sex stuff went down. I had only taken my top off with my ex, who I dated for 3 months. Obviously, it wasn't the best relationship. I'm only 2 months in with this new guy, and I'm thinking about having sex with him. I like that she's thinking. I like that this is like plotted.
Yeah.
I know I'm literally in literally any other age range, we would have already had sex like 6 weeks ago. I don't know. I didn't have sex till I was 19. Yeah. I don't know.
I was older than that.
Okay. So, but my issue is I always assumed I'd lose my virginity to a guy I was in love with. Mm-hmm. I also imagine losing it in a barn, which isn't...
A barn?
What is this, Dwight Schrute?
I love this.
Angela.
What's going to happen considering I live in New York City? I like this guy. Oh, that's why she thinks that it should have happened 6 weeks ago. I like this guy more than I've liked any other guy, but I don't love him. I've never been in love. But I assume, like an orgasm, you know it's a real thing when you have it. I enjoy all the time we spend together. We have very compatible personalities, and I am deeply attracted to him to the point where I become Niagara Falls when I see him.
Okay, girl.
This girl's going, get that dick.
Yeah,
it feels weird for me to read, but I'm happy I'm doing it with three ladies.
Yeah, okay? I'm in a safe space.
How do I figure out if I should have sex with him? He's already had sex with four different girls. Oh, my God. Who is this guy?
Jesus.
Now I'm jealous of this 18-year-old guy.
18 crushing
and
it.
I don't want something that would be meaningful to me and nothing to him. The good bad news is we will definitely break up before college, so I have a chance to not resent the person I lose my virginity to for breaking my heart down the road, considering it'll will for sure be mutual. But it's also kind of rough because I know it will end soon anyways. I'm also worried about going to college a virgin and then just losing my virginity to a frat guy who means nothing to me, drunk at a party and wasting the experience. Should I wait for love or have sex because I am blowing him anyway?
This girl's fantastic.
It doesn't seem like there's that much of a difference in intimacy. How much does the person who lose your virginity to really matter? I'd love your input. Thanks for putting up with such a cringeworthy email. No.
You are amazing.
We're so ready to be done with all the awkwardness of high school. We'll get ready for the awkwardness of college.
And adulthood.
Yeah. And adulthood and life and everything. Oh, so what do we think?
I mean, I think
this is a great email.
It's great absolutely. Email.
I love the candor. This is why it's so nice.
She's honest.
She's honest. And it's like, you know, it brings me back to how I felt.
Sure.
Like, you know, that feeling of like, when do I do it? Who's it going to be with? Is it going to be the right moment? Am I going to suck at it? You know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think?
Oh, well, I know this. I was ready to lose it before I met the person I lost it to. I was like,
you were ready.
I was like, the next person that I'm attracted to and I feel like I want to do it.
Okay.
I wasn't really waiting to be in love or the right time or the right situation in my head. And then when I met the person, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. And I'm excited about it. I wasn't overthinking it. I wasn't overthinking like, oh, now I got to stay with this guy forever or he's going to break my heart. I was so in the moment and I enjoyed it and I had fun. I ended up being with the guy on and off for like 4.5 years. Sure. But I don't know. I think you have to be just confident in your own decision versus all the hypotheticals of like what if this and what if that and what, you know.
Yeah.
I was ready no matter who it was, so I don't know.
Also, I think a lot of importance is placed on losing your virginity when sometimes it doesn't need to be. Oftentimes losing your virginity sucks.
Yeah.
And you go on to have sex so many more times in your life that it's like, just here's the thing. I think if she's like Niagara Falls wet with this guy, then I'm like,
do it.
Like, your body wants to fuck this guy, and it's going to be awesome. Like, that's great. You know what I mean?
What do you think?
I don't know if I should even weigh in on
it. No, you should. Well,
I grew up very religious, so I had so my virginity was like very important to me because God. Uh-huh. And then it was like a long process to get okay with it because the G-man. Maybe you heard of
him. Papa G.
Papa G. Papa G-O-D. And Papa G Train. And it was like a really hard decision. And then like when I met the person I tried to lose my virginity to, he was like, no, that's too much pressure. And so that like messed me up. Mm. And like, here's what I would tell her without putting my own issues on her.
Okay.
I would if you feel like you can lose it to someone you're not in love with, like, more power to you. It is your experience. It's your John Hughes movie. Mm-hmm. I would say lose it to someone you are comfortable with because, like Kelsey is saying, it sucks. Like, it's not going to be great. Like, I don't know. I've met people who are like, it was good.
Yeah, well,
first
you just
time.
Said it was pretty good your first time.
Well, it didn't actually work the first time. I couldn't really get it.
See, right. Oh, fucking finger trap snap.
Yeah, exactly.
The Lego pieces didn't fit.
It did not fit. So I had to work at it until round two, which was a few days after.
Okay.
Yeah. Stretch it out a bit.
Oh my God.
I can't tell her whether to have sex or not, but I do agree with everything that's being said here is on the same page where it's, listen, it's your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one, however you do it, is the right way to do
it. Yeah, exactly.
As long, and I do think from experience, we're all saying, if you feel comfortable with the person, it's going to be better.
Yes.
Like, this is a guy that you know in high school. You're spending time with him. I would say to you, spend more time with him. Like, dig into this
like
last
years.
Summer.
Like, maybe years.
But also, this is your last summer before college. Like, you said you're going away, so there's an easy break. Spend the summer together. Hang out for the spring. Don't rush it. And the best virginity sex to me is the one that you can have an honest conversation with the person afterwards.
Right.
Totally.
And you don't feel weird. So like the more you guys are friends, the better this experience is going to be as wholesome and weird as that sounds. And maybe you're like, well, maybe he doesn't want to be friends. No, hang out. Keep blowing each other. Keep going down on him and let him go down. Let him go down
the old horn.
Let him go down on you.
I do think there's a difference in intimacy, though. Because I used to say the same thing before I lost my virginity, where I was like, it's the same thing. Like, how am I really? And then I talked to my girlfriends and they were like, no, there's a difference. But you kind of went like, what is the difference? So I don't know how you feel.
There's a dick in your mouth. That's pretty intimate. You know what I mean?
I thought there was a difference.
Well, it's also because of the moment. It's been built up.
Right, that's true. Everyone's different.
They're both intimate. I just feel like blowing somebody is a super, super intimate thing to do.
I think. Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot from women where it's like, I won't eat.
It's your mouth and their junk.
We'll only do it to a boyfriend.
A lot.
There's a big attachment though once you lose it. There's that attachment. even if you only see the person a few times, let's say it doesn't work out, there's still that weird little attachment. I'm sure I didn't have that experience, but there's always that thing.
Also, to this girl, it won't mean nothing to him. He's a high school senior. This is the biggest deal to him, even though he's already had sex with four girls that he says he had sex with.
We sure, right.
That's true.
Right.
We don't know if that's a real number, but at the same
time. Find out. Verify. Yeah. Don't lose your virginity to a liar. I think you will regret that. Yeah. Trust me.
That for sure.
Yeah, I think the only way she should fuck this dude is if he's going down on her regularly and asking whether she likes it or not.
That's a really good. That's great.
Yeah. So at least he cares. If he cares enough to ask how it feels, he'll care enough to let you fall out of virginity safely. So, and I think like what she said about college, like you're like college is just a bunch of guys out on the attack mode. High school, there's the there's the protection of the community a little bit. I know he goes to a different high school, but at least there's like there's a lot more judgment in high school than college, and then a lot more judgment in college than there is the real world, because
and more alcohol just, in
and
college.
More alcohol in college. Yeah. So like at least if you guys are going down on each other already, this is like okay, you're over a certain hump.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a good situation.
If he's caring and going down on you, then this is a you know a more solidified guy. Who also I have this thing called the aunt theory. So it's like if you meet some girl or guy and if your aunt set you up, you'd have to answer to the aunt. So like that's why a lot of times now when you meet someone on like Tinder, Bumble, whatever, you have no one in common with them. So that's why people are animals to each other.
Right.
So there's no shame in when you ghost or when you act like a dick.
That's
so like this guy, you know, because you guys are high school relationship, you probably have a lot of friends in common. I would hope you do. I hope you do.
You're different schools. Though.
Different schools, but maybe you know you were met at a party, so you have that.
Yeah.
You know. So there's shame in the party judging him. So I'm saying I'm trying to give you as much safety nets as possible, and I feel like for this guy, I'm not telling you to fuck him. I'm saying surround yourself in safety nets. Like that, I think that like this is like one of those.
There's just no right or wrong answer.
There's no right or wrong
answer. And just be safe. And if it helps you, I've definitely done this with decisions before. Make a pros and cons list. As nerdy and shitty as that sounds, you can weigh all your options, very visual, and be like, all right, this one has more points. I'm gonna go for it. Or you know, I'm still unsure. But just have fun. I just don't overthink it.
Yeah,
don't overthink it.
I have a great fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
I love fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. Ready? T.D. Freed. My guy. I sent you this on Snapchat. And I knew this one. So this is a good one. Fuck, marry, kill. Okay. We know the game?
Yes we know the game.
Taylor's getting annoyed. Hamburger topping style.
What?
What?
So bacon, avocado, fried egg. Goes in your hamburger.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill. Bacon. And it's on a you have a burger.
Easy.
Bacon, avocado, fried egg. And then he writes, this is my hardest FMK for me, but get my reaction is marry bacon, really good on several types of burgers. Fuck egg, a breakfast style egg and bacon burger is damn great. Kill avocado, even though I love avocados, probably the most of the three. For the taste and health reasons, I can eat it on several other things and lose it on burgers.
That's what say funny. You? What I'd marry avocado, obvious choice.
Marry avocado.
Marry avocado.
It's a burger type.
It's a staple.
Burger
it's
topping.
Good for me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And,
let's remember we're in California.
Oh, yeah.
And then be respectful.
I'd have to fuck the fried egg because...
Fuck the fried
egg.
Yeah,
because that's just fun. And then,
is it?
The bacon. The bacon.
Killing bacon off the burger.
You know what? I would have to. I love bacon, but maybe there's always turkey bacon.
I don't
bacon.
Eat red meat, though.
That's your answer, too, and you don't eat red meat.
Yeah,
so on a veggie burger,
it's the worst for me.
Or on, like, a turkey burger or something. Yeah. Bacon's an easy kill.
Oh, I'm going to fuck with that bacon.
Yeah.
You're fucking bacon.
I want marrying avocado, fucking bacon, and I can do without an egg on a burger.
This is very L.A. answers.
Really?
Like the fact that avocado reigns so high here.
It is king in this
It is king here.
So satisfying.
I am marrying bacon, fucking avocado, killing egg.
Okay.
That's okay. That makes sense.
I'm with you.
It's a burger. We don't need an egg.
It's a burger. I don't need the egg thing is like a new thing.
It's fine.
Right?
I love the egg on a burger.
Yeah.
Always 100% get it. Always.
Always.
Always. See, if it's not on there, I will add it and pay extra for a fried egg.
Like we don't have an egg. Like get a fucking chicken.
I'll be like, I would like to pay extra for a fried egg.
I brought my own.
Absolutely.
I brought
my
own. So bad right now.
But really, I just want to marry all that shit and put it in my mouth, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we want to do that?
Let's do another one.
Okay, one more, yeah.
Let's do one more, then we should probably wrap
up. Yeah,
okay. Let's here's the here. I'm gonna just going down the thing.
Okay.
Am I fucking like a guy?
Oh, yes, please. Can,
yeah,
is that from a lady?
That's a lady.
I like that.
Let's do that one.
Yeah.
One email. Okay, here we go. It's good. Hi. I'm 23-year-old living in NYC, and I'm somewhat new listeners. I found you from We Met at Acme podcast. Okay, cool. Another podcast I was on. Here's my issue. I go on Bumble and Hinge dates, and sometimes we'll sleep with the guy on the first date or sometimes on the second or third. I'll go on these dates and have a great time and really like the guy, but after I sleep with him, I lose interest and need to take a break from texting the guy. It's not that I stop liking them, but for a few days after sex, I need a little break between talking and seeing each other. Here's an example. I went on a first date last week, had an amazing time. We clicked, and we were laughing and planning on a second date. He ended up going home with me. The sex was good, but after we did it a couple times, I just wanted him to leave so I could go to sleep. I'm sure he thought he killed it.
Yeah.
He went home that night and then was texting me the next day, and I had zero interest. I think I lost interest because we already had sex, and I pushed our second date back to later in the next week because I didn't want to see him or be texting him for a few days. I do like the guy, so I don't know why I pushed them away after hooking up. How can I work on keeping interest in a guy after sleeping with them without needing a couple of days break? Thanks for the time. What do we think?
I think you got to figure out why you're doing this shit. Like, yeah. I could always call myself out either, I'm afraid of commitment, or no, I'm really just not into this guy. I feel like I was pretty self-aware when I was dating. Like, oh, I actually like this guy, and I want to really play it safe because I don't want to make a wrong move. I think if you like somebody and you're pushing them away, you got to figure out why you're doing that. Is there abandonment issues? Have you been burned in the past? What's going on, you know?
It's not about the sex and the guy, it's about you or something else going on.
You gotta know
the problem, it's the other problem.
I think you know when you're into somebody.
Sure.
You know? And you definitely know when you're not into somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely know that at least. Maybe the other part, maybe if you're into somebody you're not really sure, you've got to play it out, but I always know when I'm not into somebody, that's for sure.
I would suggest that maybe she tries slowing down for a few of these dates. Because if that's like your plan of attack every time is just like fucking straight out the barrel, It doesn't leave a lot of places for it to go. You're not like harvesting much.
Yeah.
You're just like flash in the pan.
Yeah.
So maybe let it build so that you feel like there is more that you would want to engage with the next day rather than just like, I just had a drink with this guy and he was inside me and now.
Sure.
That's a great point. Yeah. Yeah. Leave some room for like personality to shine through a little bit.
Give a little more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird to me, I guess. Mm. I maybe subconsciously, like them sleeping with you so quickly, is that like a turnoff?
Like they I would need ask you more than you
yeah.
Need them,
is it like that. Yeah? If someone's too into you right away, maybe she's like, this is too easy.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, what we have to start being okay with in this era of meeting more people than we've ever met before. We're meeting more people than our parents ever met.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We have to be okay with throwing away some good ones.
Mm.
So like some people could like be like, these guys you're fucking, I'm sure are fine guys, you know, like, but like the idea that like she has like that it's her fault for not liking them more. Maybe they're just fine and they're not a match for you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you haven't found the match that you're like, oh, I gotta jump this guy's bones and see him out tomorrow. Like, it sounds to me that you're just fucking fine guys. And they'll be fine for someone else. They'll be great for someone else, but that doesn't mean they're going to be great for you. You shouldn't judge yourself so hard. You know, like, I just think, like, you know, sometimes I've said a lot of people write in about, like, breaking up with someone, and I'm like, listen, you're great, I'm great, we're just not great. And that can be,
I like that.
And that could be the case. Like, I think she's being a little hard on herself. If she's going out and fucking, good for you.
Right.
If that's what you enjoy doing. I do agree with what you're saying, like, with, like, give it some time. Maybe
just
push off the fucking and see and be okay with not fucking nice guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also releasing nice guys and being like, not for me.
How old is she again?
23.
Oh, yeah.
You got time to be
a lot. It'll probably take a little while.
Whatever you're doing is fine. Like, there's no one here judging you fucking. But at the same time, like, maybe you're going to meet a lot of, like, okay dudes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, just or guys or girls. Like, you know, like, I meet a lot of girls that I'm like, okay, I could see dating this person, but at the same time, I'm like, but maybe they're just okay and we're not the match.
Yeah, I was just talking about this with Taylor at dinner before here. Like, I dated so many, like, nice, fine guys, good guys. There was just no connection. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? I don't even really want to see them again or whatever. But, yeah, I forgot you said she was 23. You have plenty of time to figure that shit out.
That's the hardest part about, like, ending something is, like, 99% of these relationships ends for no reason at all. Mm. And it's like you want the sitcom movie, he or she cheated on me, and then the friend group goes, fuck them, and then they you all burn them at the stake, right. And then you go on and you have a good reason to be done with this person.
Yeah.
There's very few times that happens. It usually goes where you're like, eh. Yeah, right. I guess it's done.
Fine, yeah. Done, it's just but it's not.
I need better.
Worth pursuing,
dude. As cheesy as it is, the whole "you'll know when you know" thing. I was not a fan of that ever until I fucking found it, and I'm like, oh shit, that was true all along.
Yeah,
like you really do know.
You really do know.
It just works. It's effortless. It makes sense. There's a definite connection.
I mean,
there's like a weird warmth. I can't even explain it, but yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, hold out, kind of, with this girl, and we were like sex was like unbelievable, hot, like fun. And I was just like, I couldn't get myself over that next hump of like, let's see what this like as a like a thing.
Yeah. Mm.
And I really kept disappointing this person because I feel bad about that because like I was like, I could only do so much. And like one part was so great. And every girl thinks like, oh, if the sex is great, then this guy's going to want nothing else.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like that. And I just couldn't get myself to the next level of like Sunday sweats time.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't about this person. It wasn't that they weren't great. It just, I don't know what it was, you know, and you know, you start questioning yourself. You're like, well, maybe I'm just this fucked up, don't like people. Yeah. Like I don't have the capacity for love. And it's like, no. Why don't you just, the best thing you can do is move on from these people and let them move on too. Because then you end up, you know, maybe finding something better.
But, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ugh. Agreed.
This has been so fun.
This was a blast.
Very informative.
I'm happy to be here.
Thanks
on the
show. Dude perspective. Yeah.
Plug all your socials and everything. Your podcast one more time.
At Jared Fried on Instagram. J Train Podcast every Tuesday and Friday. You Up Podcast every Wednesday afternoon with Betches at Betches on Instagram and Jordana Abraham at Jordana Abraham. She's great on it too. This was so nice. I had a really great time.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and you can go to kelseycook.com for tour dates. You can also see Jared in stand-ups doing makeup.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube.
People love that.
It was so fun. You were hilarious.
It was great. I had a great time. I looked ridiculous.
He looked stunning. Like, because his eyelashes are so nice.
You have very nice eyelashes.
Pretty face.
I get that from women all the time about my eyelashes.
Eyebrows.
Yeah, eyebrows. Women ask me all the time if I do the eyelash
extensions or
like,
something.
Really?
Like, what's the thing that you like?
Matisse?
Brush like, what do you brush your eyelashes?
Mascara.
Yes. Okay. But for like, it's my whole life.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like, beautiful.
Me, like, thank you.
He made a very beautiful woman.
I came here for my soul.
Yeah. I hope your soul was fed. Yeah.
What day does this come out?
This will come out on Monday, the 23rd of April.
Oh, okay. I am at T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, ttomcomedy.com for tour dates. And I know off the top of my head that in May, the first week I'm at the Pioneer Underground in Reno, and then the second week I think I'm at Comedy Works Denver downtown, which I'm so excited about.
Yay.
Those are the two I remember off the top of my head, headlining both weekends, obviously. I'm all over the place. For May and June, I'm gone every weekend, so just go to my website, ttomcomedy.com, and come to shows, because I was in D.C. this weekend, and I met so many of you, and it was so, so cool.
D.C. is a great comedy town.
So yes.
They come out.
They really do.
They're ready to party.
Good shit.
Yes.
Good shit. DelaneyFisher.com, at Delaney Fisher on, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the whole shebang. And who knows what I'm up to now. This will be after the show.
Yeah.
I'm filming a comedy special on Sunday.
Congratulations.
And these lovely ladies will be on the lineup too. So who knows what I'll be up to. Hopefully I'll be feeling just fine. I don't know. We'll find out.
Awesome. Well, go check out Jared on social media and his podcasts, of course. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Such a blast.
It's great.
All right. Talk to you guys next week. Please subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Why won't it